It's been said the mark of a real committed reader is that she'll read anything. Transit billboards on the subway, for example, or the labels of cereal boxes. Business commentator Marianne Jennings is just such a reader, and something she keeps running across is starting to bother her.
Something on the Gatorade bottle caught my eye. Gatorade has its own website. Websites are those www.com things. We can now find on our computers the answer to one of the world's pressing questions. How come thirst quenchers aren't just green anymore? Even my Colgate toothpaste has its own www.com. And who would have thought Hurricane Dolly could get a website so quickly, or that folks trying to survive 120-mile-per-hour winds while ducking flying shutters would need such a thing? MCI, a long-distance phone company, has its own website on the same internet we use to avoid having to make long-distance calls. I am at www.com overload. Just the thought of Jane Pauley giving the Dateline www.com site address hits me like the sound of fingernails on a chalkboard. I find myself glancing longingly at my 1976 IBM Selectric 2. Yesterday I daydreamed about the original word processor, the MagCard machine. I don't think you could even type www.com into a MagCard. The internet itself is on www.com overload. America Online crashed a few weeks ago. The experts offered their analysis of the causes of the crash that forced us all to live without www.coms for several hours. They tell us the internet is congested because no matter how many lanes we add, people keep creating websites. A second problem is that people stroll, well, surf, through all the www.coms to find what they want. With so many www.coms, surfing takes time. A third problem is that the internet isn't built right because the FBI is on the same level as the www.com for payday candy bars. Yes, Payday has a website. The stock exchange information is on the same level as the graphics showing the peanut innards of candy. Even those in the midst of a hurricane have the same priority as teenagers looking for Claudia Schiffer photos. All three explanations boil down to one thing. We have too many www.coms. One expert observed that with all the traffic on the internet, you're often better off just going to the library and using books. But it's a competitive thing now in the world of www.coms. Without a www.com, you'll lose your competitive edge. Both Coke and Pepsi have their own www.coms. This morning, I discovered my frosted brown sugar and cinnamon Pop-Tarts have a post office box in Battle Creek, Michigan, where I can write to Kellogg's for more information. My Nabisco Chips Ahoy bag offers an 800 number I can call to inquire further about their crispy chocolate chip cookies. Mail and phone information. I'll bet they remember the MAG card, too. Thanks to Kellogg's and Nabisco, there are two less www.coms in the world of internet. I'm typing them thank you notes on my Selectric right now.
Marian Jennings is a professor of legal and ethical studies in the College of Business at Arizona State University. She comes to us by way of member station KJZZ in Phoenix.